This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business and Scott Becker Podcast. We're going to touch on two issues today. First is Netflix and their reports and their results and just the fascinating overlay that has on some other subjects. And then second, this discussion of a Bain Capital acquisition of PartSource in the hospital and health system industry. First is Netflix. Netflix had slower growth this last quarter, and their stock price went down a little bit, even in the face of the market going up yesterday. They added 1.5 million subscribers. They're up to 209 million subscribers. Their revenues were up to 7.34 billion, from 6.15 billion a year ago in the same quarter. And the profits rose almost 500 million to 1.35 billion in the second quarter. So they are doing great. They're doing great overall economically, but their growth is slowing. One of the things that's fascinating about their growth slowing is why it's slowing. They've done a great job. They're not adding content as quick as they'd like to, but what's really happened is there is a race underway in America for families to cut the cable cord. And this has led to a ton of other companies, the Disney Pluses, the Paramounts, the Peacocks, all trying to develop streaming solutions as they see an opportunity to cut the cable cord. And the cable cord is a fascinating thing. It probably cost families in these bundled packages for their cable itself $75 to $100 a month. And all these streaming services with a smart TV promise a watcher the ability to have a streaming service for $12 a month, $7 a month, $15 a month, all these different streaming services that allow them to get rid of, let's say it's the Comcast DirecTV cable cord. And it's fascinating to see this race underway. It's really, in some ways, a perfect example of how capitalism is supposed to work. Somebody's built a solution, it becomes too expensive, it doesn't work as well as they want, they get near monopoly power, but now all this other technology and alternatives come in underneath it. There's probably just a million lessons to learn there in terms of capital, and many of us are trying to figure out, how do we cut that cable cord, and are these solutions adequate, or do we still want every channel in one place, like we sort of do through the Comcast or Xfinity's of the world? But a fascinating discussion. In any event, Netflix doing great, but starting to see erosion in its growth, not necessarily because it's doing something wrong, but because so many people are chasing the same thing, replacing the big cable companies. The second story I'll touch on today, and I find this fascinating as I'm always struggling with the cable TV issues and what to do. The second story we'll talk about today is Bain Capital's healthcare group, led by the brilliant Devin O'Reilly, who's been a guest on the Becker Private Equity Podcast, just acquired PartSource. They acquired it in a deal from another private equity fund for about a $1.25 billion valuation. And that fund had been an investor for several years from Great Hills, and it had grown. The company had grown, doubled in the last several years under Great Hills leadership. And now Bain helps to grow that business significantly. It's a business that provides a marketplace for replacement equipment and parts and so forth for hospitals and health systems. So anyways, a nice acquisition by Bain Capital. We always watch Bain Capital because they've been so successful. And they bought it from Great Hills, also great fund. And we've had the chance to interview Rafael Cofino, also Great Hills. In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I find the story of Netflix and its growth and how many other people are going after the streaming business is a great reflection of an opportunity that's evolving because of the lack of love for the leaders in the business that provide direct cable. So just a fascinating sort of macro and micro story, and Netflix right in the middle of that, and obviously getting the great profitability, and we'll see if it's sustainable. In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Scott Becker Podcast today, July 21st, 2021.